So the first day when you walked in there, did someone take you through the plant and show you where to go, or?
Yeah, they always take and show you where the restroom and all that is. And where to keep the stuff to work with, you know, upstairs or where it was.
Did you have to buy certain kind of clothes or anything to work with?
I didn't have to, but I did, because I had to work in pants all the time.
Had you ever worn pants before?
No, I never wear.
How did you feel?
No more than just clothes, the way I feel.
Did they, did you have to wear such a kind of shoes or a hat or anything?
Yeah, we had to wear, no, the first thing we wore was to tie your hair up with an old scarf or something. You had to have a band, what you call them, around your head. Boy, it was terrible. Everybody had one of them old things on their head, and then after that they owed them some little wool caps with the mesh behind where it would just eat your hair out. Then everybody went to making, we all went to making a little mesh, out of mesh and make a little cap, you know, with a little plastic bib on it and everything. And we make colors to match our pants.
Did, when you went in to work, who showed you how to do your job?
Different ones, they're like some of these men come up and show you, you know.
Like, was it a man, would it be men that would show you, or?
Yeah, it would be a man.
Are you feeling tired, or is it?
No, I got sleepy or something.
Okay,
because
we can stop if you wanted to, if
you're
feeling tired.
I just got sleepy. Okay. No, go ahead with it. Okay. Get a drink or something.
Okay. Anyway, so it was a lead man that showed you how to do the job?
Yeah, they had lead men.
And did, were there women working in the apartment with you?
In the structure department, they worked, but everybody had a certain thing to be working on. Until you get ready to rip it or something. And then you had to, some of the wings you crawl up in, and some of them couldn't, you know, you had to be a little person, and then I was small. And they want to stick me up in there. I want Sammy to work in this, because she works good. I want her. I'm gonna ask the phone and let me have you. And oh, they worried me to death. I said, shoot, stick me up in them holes. And then when he was working that wasn't during the war time though. It wasn't much done for 43. When was the war was over?
45. In August of 45.
Yes, I was in Staller then, in Staller, a general similar, then an installer, and then one in structure. All I can remember. But during that time, I think I was on the line, I believe. Because when they all hauled out up in the daytime, what you call it, VA, we all blow the whistle, everybody quit to go home. And then that's when somebody threw the paint bucket in there, and it blowed up, and some of them was crying, and some was laughing and happy, and And women couldn't get out, get it home fast, not get nobody out of there. So they were just having a time that day. I never will forget that day. And then they called us, as they asked me, they called back in, I guess 45 on there, and they called us back. And when they called us back, I think we was in structure or something, 45. Just before Christmas or after Christmas or something, wasn't it?
It looks like in January of 45 they had you working there. And then they had the layoff, it looks here like August 20th, 1945.
That's when you saw my, when that thing, that's the day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was that day, huh?
Yeah, and then it looks like here it seems like they had you back in 46.
I guess you go straight down and then until he, I don't know how that thing, that's the way it was in personnel then. Can't tell who was working up in that end. Briefly, further, but they just, I washed them and washed them.
So, it looks like that they had you off for about a year. And here it's just got, that the layoff is August 45, and that they called people back, looks here, July 46.
Yeah.
Do you remember the layoff, the day when they laid people off?
That's what I was saying. After we laid them out. They just stopped.
When that
D-Day,
the world.
Yeah, right in the daytime.
Did they give you a notice or anything about that they were laying people off, or did they just
everybody went home that day.
Uh-huh.
And I think we got letters or something. I don't know.
How did you feel about the war ending?
Oh, I was glad myself.
Did they talk much about patriotism and doing anything for the war effort at the plant? Did they talk about anything like that to you when you were on the job? Did they try and emphasize that? During World War II, did they kind of, did they make a big deal out of the war? Were you really conscious of it or aware of the war being everywhere?
I don't know what them people did. I don't remember what did they do. Just sent us home and sent us letters and checks and they would notify you when they call you back and I don't think we could see them no more till we come back in the plant.
Mm-hmm.
And you say we came back in the.
Yeah, it looks like on 46 in July. Yeah, they have you as a general installer by that time.
Now that's the time I'm talking about. Now that's the first time was the general summer, wasn't it? What they got up here?
Yeah,
a summer of general.
Mm-hmm. Now, when
1943, I thought I was installed. Well, I had to be, they had to show you about the assembly part of it, I think.
Did you, when you first went in, your first job, you said, was working on the gun guides?
Well, that was doing that's what you would be doing when you're installing, but you had to be an assembler before you could do anything.
Because
they might have an angle or something they want to put together. Mm-hmm. With a rivet or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they had bucking bars, and somebody to hold the bucking bars behind the rivet, and you shoot the top of it, and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so all that's called general assembly. You're assembling something together all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they. Yeah, and then when they everybody assembling something all the time, and then this is what made the whole wing, you see. They had the, some people is cutting the material, you know, the panels, you know, this, the skin of the wing, whatever it was, and then some of them was making angles and cutting. Well, the tooling would have all that stuff cut, but you got to assemble it, you know. The ribs they put into the wing and all that stuff. And you and I ribbing it together, and then the ribs, they got ribs that they put in. Oh, it's a whole lot to assembling.
Is it mainly riveting that you were doing? Or?
Doing all that. Drilling and riveting and countersinking. You had to do that to make the part. To assemble the part, you'd have to have the rivet guns and things.
You would work the whole day. Did you do both riveting and bucking?
Well, yeah. Sometime I done my own riveting and bucking. I got to a place, you know, if you good, you can, and if you not doing too big a part, you put it in the visor and do your own shooting and riveting.
So you could buck your own?
Did,
were there, when you were doing the riveting, were there other women in the area?
They be doing their part, doing what they doing.
Riveting,
some of them had to help. You never have to take two people to, if it's a big part.
Were they mainly, were there many other black women working in the area with you?
I was trying to think who was out there with me doing 43. I guess Ella May and some of the girls wasn't even there. I don't know which one was working during that time. Because so many of them didn't have much time as over. I know Ella May and Margaret and they were colored girls because they had started in 42. They still out there. I mean, Ella May, I don't know how long she's going to last, but she's still out there. But she's a younger woman.
Did doing that kind of work make you feel tired at the end of the day when you were first there?
Oh, Lord, yeah. When they got so rough on the employees working in the plant, well, yeah, you'd be very exhausted at night when you come in. Come in and fix you some meat, fix you some clothes to wear back, and they had some kind of uniform for us to wear, too. Some blue uniforms with the belt come around and fasten in the front so that you button or something in the front. So that you wouldn't have to get out the whole outfit, you know. It's like a jumpsuit, but they had to, this right here, so you could let it down if you want to go to the restroom.
I see. So it kind of, almost like a wraparound
thing. Yeah, all the other parts is like a jumpsuit, you know. It's like it's all together, but it wasn't. I don't know what color mine is. I kind of like them.
Did it ever seem to you, like in those early days, that that the white and black workers were segregated from one another? I mean, or were they mixed in?
Yeah, but they, not too much. They didn't let them work together. They colored mostly work together. And he was very much a... There always been kind of discrimination in that plant.
So did it seem that...
See, they didn't have no colored lead men and all that during that time. A long time before they got them colored people to doing anything.
Did it seem like you'd get certain kinds of jobs?
You'd get the same job that the men be doing.
But
she wouldn't give them the same pay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And did it seem like, say, the white women would be given a different kind of job?
Yeah, or? Some of the white women got to make supervisors.
I see. So,
and don't care how hard you work and how good you work, and I lay down some nights and just think about it. I was talking to the chairman last night. He was the chairman. I was just talking to him. I said, I don't like for that to run across my mind, but how they put me through so many hard things because I just had been there longer than some of them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they supposed to be doing, and they get as much money as I was, and I never could be an A. Now that was ridiculous. You gonna be at a place 36 years, Nellie, and you know that you can do that. That structure is the hardest work for men and women right today. And they doing it right now over in Sabalana. I wouldn't go back in it. Mm-hmm. If I even go back in there, you don't have to say nothing. You can go right on, walk on in there. I said, I'm not going in there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I should have had in one way, because working in all that chemical today seemed like I'm just so afraid that just like they tell you, the news that stuff sometimes it takes 20 years to bother you, you know. Is that going to cool on you?
I'm fine.
And that kind of worries me because I get that old feeling stuff, and I just don't try to think about it, though. I try to think that it's not.
Because of things we're working on.
All that acid and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Even over in 54, that's when I started working at
mm-hmm.
processing.
Mm-hmm. So the processing stuff put you in contact with the chemicals and things?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All that asbestos, you clean some of everything, but we're in the clean room, but you still standing over a big ultrasonic and you're inhaling the steam off of it, and
mm-hmm.
they didn't tell you about putting one of those masks on, no. When I went to run that crane over there, the man never did come as a supervisor and tell the safety people would come, and I told him, no, they give me no respirator, whatever you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, why didn't I give you a respirator? He come rocking up, I said, no, I don't know what is a respirator. See, and I'm, that stuff looked like I could dig that yellow junk out of my ear.
Mm-hmm. So you,
And I worked there until 56.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them that, I was beginning to get sick at the stomach kind of, and I just told them I was gonna take a sick leave and for a year and get out of this stuff if they don't take me out.
Mm-hmm.
So the doctor told them to take me out.
Mm-hmm.
He called over there and said, come take this woman out of that, over that job.
Mm-hmm.
Because they make me do things that the other girls, I say, oh yeah, all the white girls going to do it. It wasn't but one on night, two on nights, yeah. And she said she was Irish. I said she was Spanish girl. I don't know what Evelyn is. But I taught her the crane and stuff. And then the girl on nights would help her. She just stay out there just stay out there on the job anyway, whether they pay her or not, you know. And when she learned it, she just run it in the ground. So it just really beginning to make me sick. And so many of them had died over it. Because a degreaser is very much dangerous. And you think it wouldn't be. And see, they had these white girls saying, they just dropping little parts. What I beat and worked all over this chem film is very dangerous too. But all this is chemicals in there. So I beat and they have to degrease the parts so that I can between them, mm-hmm. you know, and they were just sitting over there laughing, you know, and they'd done that, and they'd done that, and they'd done it. So, and I'd have to do their work over, and all. I don't know, they used to do me so bad, till I just, that's the reason I just laid on them so much.
Mm-hmm. So, during the war, they had already started doing this?
Oh, they'd done all of them that mm-hmm. way then. The colored people would mostly have to go to a meeting every day around 12 o'clock. I can remember that, though. I think where I was, across the street over there, and I guess they call that Douglas Street, or somewhere we was. I
can't remember,
but yeah, over there. That's why, mm-hmm. you know, the main plant was on this side, and the one was on across the street, was called Douglas Street. Mm-hmm. And Douglas was between North America and Douglas, really, Douglas had a plant right there between them, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, honey, I don't know about that. That was just some hard work, all I can tell you.
So they had a special meeting for you?
Yeah, the union would have them in because the foreman would treat you so bad, you know.
Mm-hmm. When did you join the union?
I joined it the second day after I got my gold card and my own dresser. Glad I didn't have it in my purse when they taken my, they let me keep my Kimmelberg's picture, and it was in there. I don't know. I carried it around because I could use it just like a credit card because my fingerprints was on it, but I sure did want that picture. And it looked like people would just dropped it back in the mail. And I tried to ask my supervisor, would he get me out? Try to get me another. I can't get you another one. And I say every time it come in, everywhere I work, it would go on one of these, you know, on my report, and the little picture be setting up in there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he sent me a little dirty one that, but it wasn't made up in plastic like, you know, they be made like a scrap. It was made just about like mm-hmm. this. And your picture was over here, and your name, and his name, you know. Place and everything. It was really nice. I was really out of the law, sir. So many of them, they didn't give them to them.
So you joined the union right
yeah.
away, though, when you got in?
Mm-hmm. I think it's the second day or something after I got in there.
Mm-hmm. Who talked to you about the union?
Oh, they had union people walking around now. I don't know who the first somebody come in. Oh, you had to join the union to work on the job.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way that's always been.
Uh-huh. Which union?
But you just sign up. UAW Local 887 out here on MPL.
Uh-huh. And did, there was a special meeting of the black workers for the UAW, or?
Yeah, they just had come out at lunchtime and they'd have a talk with you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
During your lunch hour, because you didn't have but 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember who was involved in those meetings?
Everybody worked in that, colored girls.
Mm-hmm. Who?
And some of the girls I didn't know too well. It was maybe about 4 years before I knew some of them girls.
Mm-hmm. So was it mainly women?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They do the colored men and the Mexican men and women just like they do us.
Mm-hmm. So, but was this mainly
the foremen and things? Then they had, I don't know, they mostly had foremen and stuff, and lead men.
Mm-hmm. So what would you talk about
at the meeting?
Uh-huh.
They just tell you how to do you go ahead and do your work and don't be playing around, and if they do treat you too bad, you just file a grievance or something
mm-hmm.
on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like that.
Were people talking about what kinds of things were going on were they talking about the grievances?
They talk to the foreman. If you file a grievance, then that's they take that grievance and care to, and talk to that foreman about it, and then if he talked bigger than them, which he would, Mm-hmm. And then they'll go take a higher step.
Mm-hmm.
And then they take the grievance, and then sometimes they have to camp through arbitration and all that kind of stuff.
Were you active in the union during the war?
Yeah, let me see. Yeah, we was all belonged to the union, but none of us didn't have to work in the union because we couldn't be working in the union. Some of them made union members, you know. Some of them made delegates and stuff like that way here lately, and made stewards and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They pick who they want to make, you know.
Mm-hmm. At the time, were you or any of your friends ever stewards? Or?
Well, way up here, and let's see, when we was over here on Los Angeles, that's the only time I remember they had some color steward, because Harold, he was a color steward. He used to be my boyfriend, but not then.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that about none of them.
So during the war, though?
Well, no, during the war, they didn't have, we just worked. We didn't have much, it didn't have much going on for them, what is it, 3 years or something?
Mm-hmm.
No, they didn't do so much to you then. That's like going up to 48 and 49, 50s and all like that, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Then they start to messing with you then.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a long time before they got any colored lead men and stuff. First one, I think, they called him Piggy or something, and he died, and then William, but they weren't doing nothing but cleaning the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
Painting or cleaning restrooms or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think this girl with their heart in Ella May, she was the first colored, oldest colored. Well, I mean, she's not at age, but I mean, she was the first one, I think, and Margaret and Babs and the white lady was over the other maid, and the white lady was over this man, and the man was between Ella May and what was her name, Alice? You can see her just as plain, man. I guess she's still out there. I don't know where.